If you ask Ypsilanti Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, he will tell you things are trending positively in his district.
From enrollment gains or you know, not predicting as many lost, to leasing buildings for profit, for selling buildings that we owed more money than it was worth. I landed up selling buildings for a profit. I have a good team. I have a good team of people who work with me. I'm always trying to raise the bar.
In his second year leading what some would call a troubled school district, Dr. Edmondson says there have been a lot of positive changes since he became superintendent a year and a half ago.
I want kids to love their school. I want parents to love and have faith in their school district. And that's what we're seeing. That's coming back. People are seeing some movement in the district. When you see new instruments being purchased, you see that we moved our start time back for high school. You're seeing some decisions that should be made, and they're made in the best interest of kids.
But the Ypsilanti school chief says there's always room for improvement.
I'm never sitting here just comfortable, like, yeah, smelling my business cards. We've made it. Not at all. It's on to the next thing, and on to the next thing is stabilizing wages and giving not just teachers, because I hear it all the time, teacher pay. No, everybody here is equally underpaid.
Dr. Edmondson says he focuses on three areas in particular: finances, enrollment, and achievement, to gauge whether the Ypsilanti Community School District is moving forward or behind.
There's always danger when you compare yourself to someone else, sort of comparing yourself to someone else's marriage, comparing yourself to someone else's home, your neighbor's home. You take yourself and you look for growth. I do it personally. I look to see, where was I last year? Where am I this year? Am I a better man than I was last year? Are there aspects to show that? I look at the district the same way. Where were we last year? Where were we this year? I look at finances. I look at enrollment. I look at achievement. Those three in particular. When I look, there's a lot of positives, but there are some things that are glaring to me that need to be addressed now.
His holiday wish?
Happy holidays to you, Lisa, and to the staff at WEMU and our community. And for those who don't celebrate the holiday, have a great year and have a peaceful, peaceful next few days.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.